This is PWTorch.com editor Wade Keller, along with Torch columnist Bruce Mitchell. This is the Bruce Mitchell Audio Show, part one for Friday, September 12th. Bruce, let's begin with the latest embarrassment in Ric Flair's personal life. I guess maybe you think I'm talking about more than one, but mainly the incident with his daughter and her ex and now current again boyfriend, as of last we heard. What's your take on what's going on with Ric Flair in the micro and really in the macro, with Jim Ross writing in the Ross Report about, and I wrote about this in the daily PDF bulletin and talked about it in the Dave Keller Hotline. It's kind of alarming when somebody like Jim Ross is saying, you know, keep Ric in your thoughts. That sounds a little ominous.
Yeah, one thing, kind of clarify some things that happened, what went on here. Basically what happened was Ric Flair got and his family got into a fight in a bar in Chapel Hill, either after the University of South Carolina Vanderbilt game they were watching on television or during. But one of those things where you're sitting with the family, they're drinking, and some fans come up, and at first everything is fine, and then depending on how you look at it, fans push too hard, or Flair does something wrong, or probably both. And that's where the injury came from. That's where all that. It wasn't a fight with his, it wasn't a fight with Ashley. It wasn't a fight with the boyfriend or anything like that. But it happened at a bar, and they wanted to leave and get out. And they had the cooperation of the bar owner. After the fight, they wanted to get out of there before the police came. And they kind of made it back to the apartment, but the police did come and saw the blood and saw the damage. And, you know, the whole theme of this is alcohol. And when the police did the questioning, came in and wanted to find out who was in the apartment after they saw the blood, that gave them reason to come into the apartment. The Flairs and the boyfriend didn't exactly have the answers that they were looking for, or didn't have consistent answers that they were looking for, trying to cover up whatever they're trying to cover up. And that was where Ashley went off and got tasered. And Ric Flair wasn't happy with that, but didn't do much more to it. So it was really, it wasn't intra-family, but it was definitely, it wasn't a great thing. And then you got, one of the things that's going on here is, Ric Flair has been Ric Flair, particularly in North Carolina, for, 30-some years, where he's been involved in stuff like this. And, there's no telling how many times things like this have happened. I wouldn't say a black eye, but, some sort of incident has happened. And because he's Ric Flair, because he's a celebrity, because there's a certain amount of affection for him, it got covered up, or it got brushed to the side, and now and particularly in years where the media wasn't the way it is, and the media is and people and technology wasn't where it is where if something happens with a celebrity, pretty much immediately there's pictures of it, there's video of it, and it goes somewhere. It goes somewhere on some sort of website, or it gets reported in the news, and then the next day some other celebrity does something, Kanye West gets arrested or something happens, and it gets swept aside, but it keeps kind of going. And Flair's not used to that. Flair's used to a wink and a nod. Mm-hmm. And so he's living in a new he's living in a new world now. And he's 59 years old. He's not 29 years old. He's not, 39 years old. So that's a fact.
I think a big factor too is he doesn't have the grounding force, believe it or not, of other wrestlers around him and the schedule.
That's a very good point. He doesn't have the structure of working for a major league wrestling company where no matter what, and he could maintain this. And one of the things I think is happening with him is he could function at a real high level, both on the in the bar scene and professionally. Mm-hmm. And I'm not just talking about it in the ring. I'm talking about showing up for work, getting on the plane, going somewhere, taking that travel. That was all he knew. And, you got to be up at a certain time. You got to do this. You got to do that. And you've got more time on, he's got some more time on his hands. So that's probably, that's part of it. And, I'm just a believer in this personally. I mean, I don't know. I mean, my father died 14, 15 years ago, but I was, during my beer drinking career, I wasn't a big fan of going out with the old man. And I'm not a big believer in the family that drinks together or anything like that. I always thought it was like, you know, if you were a teenager or if you were in your 20s or whatever it was, you have the decency to kind of hide what you were doing from your parents. Your parents maybe should have the decency to hide a little bit from what they were doing from you. So there's just nothing good that can come out of all that. So that's
All right, that concludes the 5-minute free clip of today's VIP audio show. If you're interested in having access to the complete audio shows that run between 10 minutes up to sometimes an hour, 15 minutes each, just click on the VIP sign-up info button in the upper left corner of the screen at pwtorch.com on any page, right under our logo. And you can get more details on all the features you get with the VIP membership, including around 50 VIP-exclusive audio shows per month start to finish, along with a lot more ad-free access to the site, the PW Torch Today PDF bulletins that come out most days that I write with the breaking news and analysis, and so much more. Hundreds of back issues from the Torch newsletter, both in text and PDF format now, and a lot more. Just check out the whole list of VIP features. It costs $7.50 per month to become a member. It is cheaper if you subscribe for longer term. And we also have an availability of paper copy subscriptions to the Torch newsletter where you can have it delivered to your doorstep, all 16 pages every week with news, analysis, exclusive columns, interviews, and more. And with a newsletter subscription, it's about 75 cents more per week to get the newsletter delivered to your home, but you get all the other online VIP benefits along with that. So basically, it's just cost of postage and printing we pass along to you. Otherwise, it doesn't really matter to us either way which option you choose. But if you'd like to get that 16-page paper copy delivered to your door, you might want to check out that option. Otherwise, you can go with the eSub option, and I hope you'll maybe give us a try for 1 month and see what it's like to have access to the complete VIP audio shows every single day. All right, that's it for me. Until next time, on behalf of the entire Torch staff, I thank you for listening, and I sign off.